NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, my name is Jeff Henderson, and I am the saxophone and wind instrument player in Trioglodyte, and we have a new album called To the Glory of the Gods.
Who may not know about your band Trioglodyte, do you want to talk a bit about the band itself and how you guys came together and maybe how long you guys have been hanging out and making music?
So Trioglodyte, we got together as a trio in about 2019, and we did some rehearsing. I think we played one gig, and then we didn't get around to doing much until after the first lockdown. And it sort of, I guess, when the venues, when something like the Wine Cellar sort of was able to do gigs, there was quite a lot of time available there because of the reduced capacity, and that sort of worked really well for us. So we got a residency there and played every the first Thursday of the month, and we've released now, I think, maybe four or five albums on the Kiwi Jars label from those nights, which have a much more explicitly sort of jazz influence. And this album, To the Glory of the Gods, is really, I don't think you could really describe it as jazz. I don't know, really know what you would describe it as, but I wouldn't call it jazz. So but we have done quite a few albums where we are really playing our version or our what we think jazz is. So yeah, and we're still doing that weekend. If anyone is interested, we play on the first Thursday of every month at the Wine Cellar, and it's always different, always new people coming in to play with us, and it's always fresh and exciting.
Yeah, so I know you just said you wouldn't really know how to describe this album, but if it isn't jazz influence, then what is it? If you had to describe it in maybe, you know, one or two words.
Well, probably the first three words that came up and into my head were fucked up shit, which is a good enough descriptor, you know. I mean, music like this, it depends on what your references are. I mean, to me, it's everyday music. It's neither particularly extreme nor particularly challenging. But then, you know, that depends. Somebody else might find it very unusual, and that's what's good about music. You know, everyone has a different take on it. Fucked up shit will do. That's a good start.
Oh my gosh, that's a really great way to describe an album. The next question I did have as well was, you know, how did this album come together in the first place?
It all comes from live gigs. So we've been doing a residency at the Wine Cellar pretty much since the first lockdown ended in 2020. We started doing a monthly show at the Wine Cellar where Trioglodyte would play with different guests. And so this album is sort of culled and edited from a gig we did last year. And Rowan's getting really great recordings at the Wine Cellar. So every gig we do, we get a nice multi-track recording. And then the albums sort of come out of editing those and seeing what we can do with the live gigs. So that's how this one came about.
The first track we are talking about today is Brain Cancel, which we were given a little teaser of just before. The drums in the song are so sick. Could you tell me a bit about this track?
Brain Cancel was the one that opens the album. And that one was the album's mastered by a great Mexican engineer and sound artist named Jimmy Solorzano. And this one was really about Jimmy establishing the sort of the sound and what kind of territory the album would be using. So it's he mixed and mastered it, and it was just a good opener that was kind of high energy and sets the scene. You know, if you listen to that track, then if you're into the first track, then you're well prepared for the rest of the album. You know? And if you don't like it, the first track, then yeah, the rest of it's probably not going to do much for you anyway. We'll be right back. Yeah, so this one is Bring Out Your Head. And I guess what we do is title these pieces afterwards, because we've done a gig and improvised the music. They're not traditional songs in terms of the naming or the process. So in a way, it's like finding a title that is kind of suits the music and is and set, maybe set, says something but doesn't say too much. And I like the sort of play on word of sort of, you know, changing it from bring out your dead or bring out the dead, which is a plague that was sort of comes from the you know, early 20th century, the Black Plague, where there'd be bell ringers walking down the street saying bring out your dead to be collected, and that, you know, during a plague, so, or a pandemic. So it's kind of a play on that kind of thing, is that, you know, this is all now pandemic era music, and that this track is a bit of a humorous twist on, you know, it's pandemic humor.
Thank you.
The third track on the album is called Slang Tongue, and this one's sort of the only track on the album that does have a plan, a slight plan to it, or a reference, and it's using the Sling Ten rhythm, which is a very famous rhythm in Jamaican music and in dub, and it's sort of formed the foundation of many, many tracks and remixes, and from the original Wayne Smith track. And so it's it's all centers around this, using this rhythm and referencing the original recording, but also taking it off and out into different territories. And it's just one of those bass lines that's so memorable and infectious that we had to use that. The last track on the album is To the Glory of the Gods. And this one is using some homemade instruments as well, in addition to the band. And it's, to me, is just this glorious, glorious noise of really deep blasts and sort of exhaustion, but also a sort of a mixture of the dark and deep and a sort of an ecstatic positivity. So a fitting end, and glorious noise is how I would describe it.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.